We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Station. This is The Drive on KFH.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two, The Drive on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz and Jeff Lutz with you. For the next hour, Max Power produces and engineers the show. 869-1240 is the Twin Peaks Scenic Views hotline. Time for Jive Talk, in which we kind of turn the show over to our listeners. Whatever you want to talk about, or you want to get our impressions, or you want to tell us we stink, or you want to tell me I'm the best.
I don't think anybody wants to say that.
Well, whatever they want to say, they can say. That's kind of how this segment works and has
for years.
That's been the design since December 1st, 2015, when we
haven't been doing the show almost 4 years.
When we took the airwaves.
It's crazy.
I wonder if that show's still in the archives. I'd like to go back and listen to that.
It's got
to
be somewhere, right?
We'll look for it.
I mean, it'll be in the historical archives someday. Maybe in the National Archives.
Please.
In Washington, D.C.
Please.
Radio history we've made.
Listen. You're not going to be in any national archive.
I'm not?
No. Huh. Unfortunately. Now, me? We'll have to see. Here's Andrew. Andrew calling from the beautiful town of Arkansas City. Hello, Andrew.
Hey, Bob. Hey, Jeff. And this town is beautiful. How are we doing?
What do you love about Ark City so far, Andrew?
The college, the environment, the people.
You are just a guy. We could drop you virtually anywhere in the world, and you'd be happy.
Not Green Bay.
Okay, we'll eliminate
why
that.
Why don't you want to go to Green Bay? I mean, I know why, but it could be nice, right?
Actually, it'd be pretty cool to go to a Lambeau game. I can't. Even though it's Lambeau Field, it's an iconic field, so it'd actually be pretty cool to go there. So I take that back.
Did you hear the compliment you received earlier in the show? Apparently, we've lost Andrew.
Andrew, figure it out with the phone.
Andrew's, this situation in Ark City is a little bit worrisome to me.
It is. Will it work out?
I'm not sure how much longer Andrew will be a staple of this show unless he can get cell service in Ark City.
Yeah, he needs to figure out a spot.
I worry about things like this. I had the weirdest dream, and it's a recurring dream.
About Andrew?
No, no.
Okay.
This is a weird one. I cannot make a shot in basketball practice.
And that's your dream?
Yeah. And it's stressing me out.
Are you
time.
In high school? Or?
I don't know. But I can't make a shot. And it just doesn't matter. Not a layup, not a uncontested. I mean, and it stresses me out so much in this dream.
Is this a lucid dream at all?
Well, I remember it.
Can't you will the ball into the hoop?
No, for whatever reason, the ball will not go in the basket, no matter what.
That's crazy.
And I miss shot after shot, and the coaches are all over me. Now, we know this to be one of the most ridiculous dreams
not really.
That anyone's ever had because of my 17-for-17 performance.
Who are the coaches in this dream?
I don't know who they are.
They're
just a
faceless?
Bunch of guys that aren't happy.
Well, I'd cut you.
I don't really have but it's not the first time I've had it. I've had recurring dreams throughout my lifetime. One was that I fell backward over a cliff. And I don't even know what that means.
I can always, when that happens, will myself in the dream to land on my feet and be okay and then wake up and everything's
what?
Fine.
What? Once you fall backward, there's no willing
when
anything.
When I'm falling in a dream, I recognize then that I'm dreaming.
I don't ever remember the outcome of the backward fall. It happened.
Now, I have been murdered in my dreams a couple times, which is scary, because you're not supposed to die in your dream.
You got all kinds of issues. Here's Andrew. Andrew?
Okay.
We worry about your phone.
Yep. One thing I don't like about Arc City is my cell service. That's it.
Okay.
I like everything else.
All right. What'd you call about?
Well, I just wanted to say, Bob, congratulations on that first win yesterday. You got to be excited as a Raiders fan. And
I'm excited, but tepidly so, because I didn't – man, I like the improvement
so
on the
cool.
defensive side.
The environment.
Side. Oh, the environment.
So happy.
The environment was out of this world, Andrew.
Right. It made me a bit of a Raiders fan last night. I was actually pulling for the Raiders. I don't say that very much. But
well, thank
I
you.
I was pulling for the Raiders.
Well, over
and
Denver,
it was
who
really
wouldn't?
Cool to see.
Thanks,
yeah,
Andrew. We appreciate it.
Yep, you guys have a good day.
All right.
Feel bad for Denver. They seem to be really going nowhere and have been that way for a while.
Well, you know what? John Elway deserves it.
Does he?
Yes. Can't stand him. There are quarterbacks that I just don't like. He's one of them.
How could you just – I don't.
Because I think he's overrated. And I know I get pummeled on that opinion all the time. People are like, are you kidding? John Elway is one of the great – he's great, but he's overrated.
Two-time Super Bowl winner. That just doesn't
fall
out of the sky.
Yeah, when he finally got some help, Terrell Davis was the guy that won that Super Bowl. Come on. I hate to say things like that because it puts me in an uncomfortable position.
Everybody
needs
help. And
here come the Broncos fans.
No, they don't. There's no
one. Brett Favre's overrated. John Elway's overrated. You can have them both. How do you like that?
I'll take them both. And who do you get?
How do you like that? There's a guy with an opinion.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Write that down.
I got two polls up on Twitter today, sponsored by Cindy OHRO and KFH Radio. The first group of four young quarterbacks, which would you take? Garoppolo, Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson, Carson Wentz. The second group includes Sam Darnold, Jared Goff, Dak Prescott, and Mitchell Trubisky. Of course, Patrick Mahomes would have run away with it, so he's not a part of this poll. But the top two vote-getters will go into the final poll tomorrow.
Well, that should be a runaway. Three of those guys stink.
Well, who should run away with it?
Dak.
Wait a minute. Now you're on the Dak Prescott bandwagon?
He's by far better than the other three of those clowns.
Here's Eric. Eric, thanks for calling.
Hey, some words went through my head last night watching the Raiders for you, Bob. How about those Raiders? I've never rooted for the Raiders in my life. Last night I did.
It's hard not to. I'll say this about the Raiders. It's hard not to root for them because of what's happened with Antonio Brown, what's happening with that franchise and it moving to Las Vegas and leaving, in my opinion, one of the great fan bases in NFL history behind. And then John Gruden. I like John Gruden. What can I say?
And what a beautiful facility to play in, huh?
Well, the facility stinks. But that's why they're moving. They couldn't get a new stadium built in Oakland or in the Bay Area.
Way to take care of a team.
Thank you, Eric. It's too bad.
Yes, I am in the middle of some heated trade negotiations with Virgil Ballard. And here's a move.
Jeff, nobody cares.
Demaryius Thomas has been traded
right,
to the New York
but
Jets.
But here's the thing, and I've said this time and again. No one wants to hear about your fantasy football team.
I'm not telling
nobody
anybody
cares.
Anything.
Not one person.
Yes, they do.
Now, what I will say is I lost my fantasy game by 65 points to Benny, who scored 175 points. Earl got absolutely annihilated by 96 points. Derek Slayton crushed you. Dan Barber hammered Duda. And Virgil came from nowhere to beat Daniel Collins. So that's all I want to say about fantasy. I don't want to break it down. What I want to say, though, is this. I'll get my team back together.
All right. You want to know the trade?
No, because I think it bores people to hear people talk about fantasy football.
You reacting to my trade offer that I received from Virgil.
What's the trade offer?
I trade Antonio Brown. I receive Julian Edelman and Chris Carson. I think I got to do that, don't I?
No.
Don't I have to do that trade?
I wouldn't.
I'll confer with my co-GM, Scott.
I don't think I would. Julian Edelman, You'd be getting Julian Edelman?
Yeah, I get Edelman and Carson.
I'd be so scared of Julian Edelman, as much as I love him. That guy sticks his nose into everything. I don't think he can play a full season, but we'll see.
That's a tough one.
I love Julian Edelman.
I like
And I'm finding myself not as down on New England as I thought I was.
No, they're going to be an exciting team.
Yeah, we don't like the behavior of Antonio Brown.
Who cares?
Really? Who cares?
Not necessarily who cares, but are we over it?
No, we're not over it.
The guy froze his feet.
The guy left my team like a whiny little you-know-what. And shame on him for that. But you know what? I'm glad the Raiders don't have him.
Good. He's going to catch 130 passes, and I couldn't possibly trade.
Let's go the bet there.
No, I'm not. Of course he's not.
How many passes will he catch over under?
85.
Max, write that one down. No way. Not with that team. I'd be shocked. When Moss was there, they didn't have other weapons or like the weapons they have now. Nobody on that team is going to catch 85 passes. And by the way, Rob Gronkowski on Twitter put up a wide-eyed couple of eyeballs.
Yeah, I told you he's going to be back.
But what does it mean?
He's going to return. Week 12 for the stretch run, and they're going to be either the most unstoppable offense ever or all those guys are going to fall by the wayside.
Or they'll blow up.
Yeah.
What are they most likely to be?
The most unstoppable offense ever because they're the Patriots. And bad stuff doesn't happen to the Patriots. And if it does, they fix it.
We'll see. I get distracted too easily.
Well, I was, and
by
you got
Twitter.
Angry.
I shouldn't even have Twitter up during the show.
I agree.
And you know what? I'm done. You've obviously put it back on your phone.
Yeah, it's not a good decision, but
why'd you do that?
I don't know. I did it the
night. That's so weak.
I did it the night Puig got traded to the Indians.
So that you could make a comment?
Just so I could follow it, and then here we are.
What a weak effort that is.
Oh, I'm a weak
person. I was so proud of you.
I'm a weak person. You want me to take it off again?
Well, you won't. Everything you do is temporary.
Of course.
That bothers me.
Everything everybody does is temporary.
Not necessarily. Sometimes you make a stand. To me, what's the life run for Twitter? 5 years, is it around?
Yes.
10?
Yes.
30?
Maybe. Probably not. Vegas over-under on receptions.
But no. Well, I don't care about 5. Vegas over-under. Is Twitter good for us?
No.
I don't think so either.
Of course it isn't.
I think it's bad for us. Everybody, well, you don't have to follow all these people. Right?
Right. You can sort of control your
But
timeline.
Then everybody retweets the stuff you don't want to see. Explain Twitter to me.
I can't.
In 20 words or less. Tell me the value of it.
Receiving up-to-date information, interacting with people you wouldn't normally get to interact with, and taking a break from real life at times. It has to be all three of those things. It has to be real and not real at the same time for anyone to get any use out of it.
Well,
or enjoyment.
I wish I didn't have it almost.
Is it time to play the game yet? I'm excited.
89.5, the over-under for Antonio Brown receptions. And
yes.
You said 89?
85 is what I said.
Well, I'm taking the under, and the bet is what?
I get to eat a blizzard this time.
No.
If
you'll
wrong.
But I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll eat a Heath Bar blizzard. I can't stand Heath Bar.
No, be quiet.
I'm serious. I am serious.
No, you're not. You've never been serious a day in your life.
What do you mean I've never been?
Quit worrying about Twitter,
These
man.
People are driving me nuts.
What are
Stop
they saying?
Stop tweeting me. I'm done. My Twitter handle is over.
Delete it then.
Here's what I'm doing. I'm Xing out of Twitter.
That's a smart decision.
And I usually do that. Why do I have Twitter up today?
I have no idea.
I don't usually even look at it during the show. I might look at it during a break.
Well, don't look at it during the show. I'm over here. I can multitask. I can interact with the people.
Yeah, but you're not. Nobody tunes to this show to hear you multitask.
I can keep up with you. I can make trades. I mean, there's a lot going on.
And see, that just is disrespectful to our listeners.
No, it isn't.
When you're doing all that instead of focusing on the quality of this show.
This isn't a focused show.
You put so much of the burden on me here.
This is not a well, what do you want to talk about?
It's not fair.
But when I try to talk, you step over and say, be quiet, and nobody wants to hear
nobody
you.
Nobody does, but if every then, once in a while, if you'd come up with a good thought.
Well, I have a great game today.
Maybe that would turn the tide.
Well, I do my best. I say what I think, and as we've apparently seen, all my bets go haywire.
Now, I'm gonna say something about Monday Night Raw last night. You may or may not agree. Bring Stone Cold back for every Raw.
Okay, when accomplishes what?
It entertains me.
Fine. He's 55 years old.
54. And I don't care how old he is, he's entertaining.
He was born in 64, whatever the difference.
He's entertaining.
I know he's entertaining.
He opened the show last night.
But what's the point of WWE?
I don't know. I'll figure that out later.
Spend money.
I'll figure that out later. The show's gotten better. Let me just say that.
Fine.
I'm seeing incremental improvement in the WWE. And I think you'd agree.
Well, Stone Cold's the best to ever do it, of course.
I'm not just talking
mean
about
he helps.
That. I'm seeing some incremental improvement.
Fine. But it couldn't have got much worse.
How many people turn off their radio when I or use
100?
100.
600.
600.
I think so.
So we've just lost 600
yeah,
listeners.
Yeah, but we have thousands.
We don't have that
more.
Many to sacrifice.
We have many, many more.
And I don't want to lose listeners, but I want to appeal to everybody and their interests.
Of course.
Why I want to talk to the person that runs the Cotillion or the Orpheum. That's why I want to get the downtown development person on the show. That's why I want to talk to Sedgwick County Commissioner Pete Meitzner about the dog track and the slots that were denied. And we'll have Pete on soon.
We denied that?
Don't you read the news?
I miss
it's hard doing a show. I'm going to be honest with you.
I don't see everything, okay?
It's hard doing a show with someone who's not informed.
I miss that one.
All I want you to do is to be informed. And when I mention a topic, you're like ready to roll.
I can't do it all the time.
If I was to interview somebody to replace you, and I'm not, but if I were to, we'd sit down and we'd talk about,
you know,
okay,
what you could do, and I know this is blasphemous, you could send me a text and say, hey, we might talk about this story today.
I don't have time for that.
Of course.
I just expect you to kind of know where we're going and what we're doing.
I don't. I have no idea where we're going and very little idea of what we're doing.
Well, whose fault is that?
Everybody's.
I mean, we've been doing the show now almost 4 years. You should have some feel on a daily basis with the
show. I try to keep up as best as I can. That's all I can offer.
Look at this paper. I got a lot of stuff written down.
I've got a great game in the next segment that I still...
Why are you looking forward to this?
I always look forward to the game.
Max, let's take a break.
I always come up with something different, and we always execute it brilliantly.
I'm not going to say I'm disappointed in our listeners, because I never am. I love them. But you guys got to participate in Jive Talk. That's your 20-minute window to step up.
I guess we didn't give them enough.
And
today,
be a star. Be the next Andrew. Be the next Virgil. Be the next
Virgil,
Pastor Mike. The next Earl. I mean, throw yourself into this thing.
Wouldn't
Chuck.
Hurt. Yeah, Chuck. We love Chuck. Where's Chuck?
All of them. We love them all. Back in a minute with Time to Play the Game, the Drive on KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.